skateboarding needs a change. You know, like some of these Japanese kids, they're fucking amazing. They're consistent.
Oh my God.
They're doing all that shit that people wanted to see on flat bars, like the Nolly 360 nose. And now you're getting some new guys too. Like I just saw David Reyes, that 360 flip nose blunt.
Oh yeah.
So I saw someone. You didn't nose blunt. It's like, dude. You weren't criticizing that kind of shit when we were kids. You know what I'm saying? You weren't like, man, I don't know if he locked in or not. Like, that shit needs to be separated from all the skateboards. For that kind of shit. You were just so hyped on where it was going, the progression of it. You know, you weren't trying to pick it apart, per se. You know, because it wasn't like everything was done perfectly back in the day. It didn't fucking matter.
Like, when I first started skating, like, I thought, like, Tony Hawk and Lance Mountain were not real people, you know, like Christian Assoy, like Tony Hawk, the best skater is Tony Hawk, dude, are you kidding me? I thought they were like best names, you know what I mean?
Dude, there's a lot of dudes that had cool names, and I was going to do something on it, but it was like Jeff Grosso. I'm like, dude, like I like Jeff Grosso like everybody else.
Yes.
I'm not into like Jeff Grosso dick eating, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he went through a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Look, that's what I'm saying, Jason.
Right.
That's what I'm saying, Jason. It's
redemption.
Like, you know exactly. And honestly, as kids, it was like those dudes. As it's not taken away from their importance, but you can't make us think that they're any more important than. You know, you can't make me think the Santa Cruz team was more important than the A Street team. You just can't do it. It's not going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not. You know what I mean? It's just not going to fucking happen. You know, when I was younger, a lot of those older guys, like, not a lot, but, like, you know, the older guys, they didn't really have individuality, if you think about it. You know, being a street skater let us grow into our individuality. Because you weren't going to the same ramp day after day after day, looking at the same guys, trying the same tricks. You weren't doing that. You kind of had options. You were seeing other guys do tricks in real fucking time. And that shit changed you a lot, you know? It really did, man. I didn't have a favorite skater until like 88, and I started skating in 86. And I was like, Steve Smith, that was it. Like, I was like, they're like, who do you like? I was like, the black dude. Like, I mean, you got to think, dude, the one part, that Jeff Kendall part in that Santa Cruz video was popping. You know what I'm saying? Because
did you do those nose hop things where you grab front side and hop?
Exactly. Hey, look, you actually was popping because there was no competition.
It was a nollie. It was the first nollie.
That's what I'm saying. He had no competition, too. You know what I mean? He had graffiti on his board. He was street as fuck. He was, like, the street champion as far as anyone. He was like, yo, he's got graffiti. Like,
yeah.
You know, his Tommy Guerrero. There was, like, just think about them dudes, man. Like, there was probably, like, 7 street skaters. Who were some of your favorite skaters growing up? Please say Hussoy.
I was a Hawkman. I was a Hawkman, to be honest.
Really?
But Hussoy, yeah. But so I was more into, like, local dudes. You know what I mean? Like, I was, like, fucking Japanese, half-Japanese fucking nerd. You know what I mean? So I was into, like, oh, a new way to do a backside ollie to tail. You know? No-handed body jar. Like, I would nerd out on tricks and stuff like that. And, like, Tony Hawk would be at Del Mar all the time. You know, I like Tom Grahalski a lot. Like, I like new tricks and stuff like that. But then, as I started to get more into it, it was like Alan Losey, Reese Simpson. You know, I started getting into more style like that. And then Linda Vista opened, and it was like, we were like, dude, Peter Hewitt's better than everyone. We're all like little kids on the same shop team, and we were like, dude, Peter's fucking the best, man. Because he was, I wish we had phones back then, you know? Like, he would just drop in and just annihilate it. It was super cool, and we were all super psyched on him.
You know, I never got to see Reese Simpson skate. I feel like,
dude,
everyone, like, talks about how great he is. And I remember his board, don't get me wrong. I remember the one contest he almost won.
Someone sent me a photo, like, maybe a decade ago. He's wearing an arcade skateboard shirt. Reese Simpson. Like, someone ran into him. I was like, oh, my God.
Man, I would love to talk to, like, you know, like, old, like older heads like that. You know, I feel it's that time capsule. That's a time capsule of skateboarding that is undocumented, to be honest. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's very undocumented. It's not like those guys had a little interview here or there, and you just saw pictures of them. I'd love to talk to, you know, there's a lot of guys like that that I've been fortunate enough to talk to. Guys like yourself.
Yeah, you and Pulio should do a documentary on that.
There needs to be, I swear to God, I would work on this in 2 seconds. There needs to be an 8th Street documentary. Like, straight up. Like, an 8th Street documentary, because...
Yeah. At least a Supreme collab.
There needs to be one, dude. Dude, there's, like, so many different levels of 8th Street, and it's one of the most interesting companies. And actually, I don't know, man. I think it's one of the most dominating companies in skateboarding. Like, just from the run, no one's going to ever have a run like that again. Ever. Ever
sure.
Going to produce that much new talent. Ever going to introduce that many new tricks. No one is going to have a run like that. Nobody.
Well, Cookie Head and Tony Mag were working on it. Cookie Head and Tony Mag were working on it a couple years ago. I don't know what happened, but.
Is it going to be about Tony Mag? Is it going to be about 8th Street?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean,
it's hard for a lot of guys to get out of their own way and do that kind of shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I said. Somebody, like I've been trying to get as many 8th Street guys interviews as I can, which is awesome. You know, my goal is to have a whole 8th Street team.
It's WCRP.
I remember going on a tour. We were filming for Next Generation or whatever. After everyone fucking left, right? It was like, I said, Alex, dude, what are you going to do? He's like, I don't know. What are you going to do? I was like, well, I'll do what you do. And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to stay. I was like, okay. Then I'll stay. And so it's like me and Alex, like, all right, do this. And so I actually went out and got Ronnie Bertino and Danny Mayer. Like, I was like, Ronnie, because he was staying with me a bit back then. I was like, yo, if I can get you on 8th Street, will you quit Think? You know, sorry to the homies at Think back then. But, and he was like, yeah, totally. And fucking, they wouldn't pay him. But,
what?
Yeah, but I also talked to Danny Mayer at Toxic. And he's like, yeah, fuck yeah. But they put, you know, they must maybe offer him less money, but they wouldn't. And then maybe like 6-8 months later, he's on Plan B. Or maybe it was like a year. I don't know. Times are fucked up back then, but. Yeah, so Bertino was almost on 8th Street, which would have been fucking awesome. Because he was the best, dude. Like, I mean, back then, like, he would, like, just be doing nollie heel flips on flat going, like, 1,000 miles an hour. And it was the first nollie heel flip you ever saw, you know?
He was that dude. You know what I mean?
And he's,
he
like,
was
14
like,
and smoking. Like, dude, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah. He was, like, everybody dressed like the dude. You know, just that whole time, man, it was, like, just how everything went. I thought it was, you know, from 8th Street up until, you know, Plan B and all that shit. 411.
A lot of formation, man. Clothing.
Man, there was a lot going on. I mean, there was so much going on. People forget. And it seemed like such a long time between things. And it was probably like 3 months between shit. Because so much was going on, man.
Paterka,
you still talk to Dan Paterka?
No, I haven't talked to him in years. But, dude, he was the best.
He was great, huh? He was great.
Yeah, dude. I mean, if you look at his footage, it almost passes as, like, you know, modern almost, some of it. I remember getting gas one time, and we're in Tanasky's van, and it's me and Hensley. And, you know, MT's going to pay or whatever. I'm like, man, I get kind of nervous and shit, you know? Like, we're going out somewhere. We're going to the Poway Banks, you know, the steep-ass banks.
Okay.
I'm like, man, I get nervous when we're filming with Mike, you know? He's like, what? You get nervous, dude? It's his fucking job, dude. I was like, oh, yeah. Dude, you're right. Like, I don't know.
Damn.
He was just so cool, you know? Like, the way he would talk and, like, words he would say. You know, they had their own language and shit. It was, man, there's not many cool people.
How was the filming for those This Is Not the New 8th Street video? Did you guys know you were, like, what were you guys filming for at that time?
I had my homie Eric Connor, who was, like, friends with Kyung. They both were pros for Toxic, but, like, he had the camera. I didn't even drive back then. And it would be like, you didn't even know you were filming a video. You know what I mean? I got, what is, not the new 8th Street video. I got like a nose grind on the bar at School W. I was psyched on that. I was like, oh, it's like a nose mani. You know, because I hadn't seen like a nose grind like that before. You know what I mean? Or even really nose grinds. They were just like bonks on the ends of benches, you know? And I was like, all right, if I commit to it, it's just going to be like a nose mani. I got smoked a couple times and then got it. And it was like in the beginning of that video, I think. And Mike was like, it was like you would film shit so Mike would be psyched. He would tell you shit, you know, at the beginning of Video Days, Jason Lee is making fun of Mike Chernansky when he's like sticking his chin in the camera and going like, I'll give you 600 tries. I'll be back next week. He's making fun of fucking Mike right there.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll take you at the Benihana's afterwards. And we would go to fucking Benihana too. Me and Al skated for Ghettoware, and we would call Megan at World to order Ghettoware boxes. It's got to be Megan Baltimore. You know, I was thinking about it the other day.
It's WCRP.
You took a nasty slam at the beginning.
Oh yeah, like gap to rail. That would have been the first gap to rail, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
And Mike was like, "Dude, you gotta go back and get that." And that was when it was like, because I just randomly was like, "Look at this thing. Let me try to board slide this," and just fucking bounced into the street. And Mike's like, "Dude, you gotta go back and do that." I'm like, "Nah, it's not spontaneous. It's whack. If I go back and do it." Isn't that funny?
Oh, what?
Yeah. I was a little dipshit, though. So.
What are the first you think you had that you think you did?
I feel like I... first to have wax style and make it, I guess, for a minute.
No, you didn't have a wax style. We thought you were dope, yo. We did. I swear. Like, we thought everybody on that team was dope. We liked everybody on fucking 8th Street. You know what I mean? Like, obviously no one thought you were whack. You're one of the best teams in the fucking world. I rode for a whack-ass company. I know what it's like. Trust me. It's not cool. You didn't ride for a whack company. You didn't have a whack team. Ooh. I don't think you would have. I don't think there was anyone that was whack on that team.
I'm not going to say Acme. Acme was kind of tight.
We had a great team.
Remy Stratton.
There's a difference between a good team and a good company.
Jim Gray makes our stickers for our alcohol company now. It's pretty tight.
Jim Gray does not like me.
He doesn't like you? Dude, he has a podcast, I think. You should go on his podcast.
I've got nothing against him. That's what's funny. I've said this so many times, man. I got nothing against the dude. I'm just saying how it was when I was young. And maybe he didn't fucking know the business well, and that's fine. That's absolutely fine. And out of that, I've met some of my best friends. You know, like I was able to network, so it's not a bad thing. Like I've never
skateboarding was contracting heavily. Like I've had to cut people's pay. It's not fun, dude. You know?
Yeah, and it's nothing crazy. You know, maybe you just, I don't know. It's and
like
I don't
first year I was pro. My checks were like $3,500. You know, and I was like, God damn, like. Let me rent an apartment at the beach and shit. You know. And then it was like, well, 1800. Okay, that's weird, you know. Okay, hopefully the next one's big. Next one's like $900. And then it was like, all right, you're on a minimum of $1,000. I was like, all right, well.
When I first got on 101, I wasn't getting paid that well. And when I left, I wasn't getting paid well. But in return, as I've always said, I probably stole thousands of dollars in products. I just wasn't smart enough to have a house and shit with it. You know, and I was like, oh, dude, let's buy more weed and fucking more alcohol.
Oh, I hear you. So I used to get 20 Hensleys
a month. I was not financially ready to have money if Mattis would have gave it to me. I probably wouldn't have even lasted that long. So thank God. Thank God he didn't pay me. See, I got my first check for $2,000. I went and got a car. I was like, fuck this shit. Yeah.
Back when you could buy a car for $2,000.
I've never seen $2,000. I was like, I make it $2,000. I was making money from Dub and something else. And I was like, I thought I was balling, dude. Like,
man, that's amazing, dude.
Yeah, that was the 90s for you. You know, I only thought guys like Dyrdek were making money. And that was it. You know, because Dyrdek also, I knew, had money invested in D.C. So that's how I knew. I was like, oh, well, no one's really making money but him. But I really thought everyone was, you know, I was like, oh, everyone's getting paid like $900. Fucking
yeah,
Tom Pitty's staying with his team manager,
like,
you know what I mean?
I heard LeVar was getting like $4,000 a month minimum. And he was like 13. I'm like, God damn, they're doing it over there, huh?
What was he doing with $4,000 a month?
He was buying fucking Benetton sweaters and shit, you know what I mean? He was the best, dude. I love LeVar. I still watch so much LeVar footage. Like, I still watch everything, dude. I watch all the new shit coming out. It's like a nervous tick or something. Like, I'm still like, oh, judging motherfuckers' parts and shit. Like, what the fuck? Dude, I'm 50. Hey.
It's WCRP.
That shit was kind of sloppy. I wouldn't have counted that. Like, dude, you're a 50-year-old man. Dude, what are you talking about, man? Get out of here.
Yeah, I had to get over myself a long time ago. Like there was a while I was like, what's that little nine stair? And I'm like, actually, my old ass ain't jumping down to nine stair.
I'm not hating. I'm just honing, like, what I like and shit. You know what I mean? Like, dude, why isn't Miles Silvis, like, more popular?
I feel as if he's going to be one of those guys that no one's going to appreciate until, like, later on down the road. Because
yeah,
he's super good. And people don't appreciate anything. That is why he is not that big. Like, I appreciate it. You do. But the average person does not appreciate shit. They think they deserve more. So with a guy like him, they're still waiting for him to show them more, which is... People should have got that when Nyjah blew up, because it was like, I don't know what else you would want out of a dude like that. And I'm using him as an example. People want more. Always street parts. Always shorts. They're going to find reasons to not like Mason Silva.
Silva, first sponsor, Audubon Wheels. We sponsored a lot of dudes early. Carlos Ribeiro, first American sponsor, fully Audubon. Dude, he used to be called the secret weapon.
Did you have Thiago
like
first?
3 months. No. I wish. Just sort of already starting to blow up. We sponsored Alex Carolino, Milton Neves. When we did Audubon, I was like, remember people were like, no hate or whatever, but like Quattro and things like that, it would be like five super dudes. And it was like, I was like, damn, when I was a kid, it was like, speed wheels, like half of all pros rode these wheels, you know what I mean? Like, let's sponsor everyone that's dope. Actually, that year in the Czech Republic where you ate shit,
yeah,
we were like on the course after like something ended or whatever, when I was standing around and you and Welsh were there, and I was like, somehow I knew Rob a little bit or something. I was like, yo, I'm Skip for Audubon. He's like, I like Audubon, dude. I like Audubon. But I'm SF, dude. What are you talking about, dude? I can't fucking skate for Audubon, bitch. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I know. I thought I asked. Whatever. And then that
why
was...
is such a dick, dude?
Do you smoke weed?
Absolutely.
Ah, you didn't want to say it first. You cut it off. You don't want to say it, man.
Yeah. I did not. I quit drinking. I did not lose my mind. How about that?
So you're California sober. You eat mushrooms?
Absolutely.
I have a good homie that all y'all know that is on mushrooms all day, every day, like microdosing and shit. He's like, all right, quit drinking.
Yeah. So we're talking about the same thing. All right, cool. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, whatever.
And
no, I love you, buddy. And we grew up together and shit. I would go stay with him on weekends. We would leave McGill, and then we go spend the night at his house. And he was like,
"What?
They lived in it. They lived in a home. You know what I mean? They lived in the house." So I was like, "Wow." And then his Santa Cruz box would come. I skate for Stedham. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would get two boards that were like misprints and shit. And his Santa Cruz box would come, dude. I was like, oh my God. Like, every sticker they made, full pack. Full pack. And I was like, dude.
Wow.
It was incredible. And he would get like custom printed boards with like the Jason Jesse sun god, but like on a different shape that he skated and shit. Like, just the pen line, you know, just the black plate.
Like, the way a lot of those guys were treated, it was hard for them to transition back into the regular fucking world. Because if you're a kid, you're getting all this cool shit. You're not going to be a fucking kid. You know, you're not going to be a kid, dude.
Well, it's like, imagine you're coming up in the fucking Pony League. You're playing baseball and shit. You're the new hot shit. And you finally make it to the major leagues. And then it's just a bunch of dudes in the parking lot. And 2 years ago, it was, you know, Jeter, you know what I mean? 2 years ago, it was Jeter. Like, I'm watching Jeter on TV, and then I get there, it's like, there's Jeter, he's in the parking lot with us. There he goes right there. Like, what the fuck? That's what it was like, you know what I mean?
It's WCRP.
Somehow I was somewhere in Texas or something, and Chris Senn was there, and we got to talking and shit. Never met Chris Senn before, and somehow, like, our first boards came up or whatever, or like what we used to do. And he was like, "Oh, I used to race BMX," and I was like, "Oh, I used to race BMX." And he was like, "Yeah, you'd see the ads at the back," and I'm like, "Yeah, totally." Like, there'd be like a California Cheapskates ad in the back of BMX magazines. That was, they should have never allowed that, man. Because Senn was also like, yeah, dude, those ads made skateboards, you know, it was like a Roscoe graphic with the fucking monster, you know what I mean? And it was like, damn,
yeah,
that looked way cooler than my red line. A lot of us were BMXers for sure, you know. I used to race. I was so into that, you know.
I mean, even skateboard graphics, you know, I was speaking about that recently. Seems like people don't really, you know, really care about them so much. They care about the sets. Instead of like a dope skateboard graphic, man. You know, I'm thankful you have dope skateboard graphics. You know what I mean? Like, that shit matters.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you
well,
can have a board.
Pros.
Like, that was the least of your worries, is coming out with a new graphic.
even from me to you, right? Like, it's a big change, and that's like for real, like 18 months, dude. You know, 2 years maybe. Where it was like, my graphic was like, oh shit. You know, it's still kind of like, or like Alf's Pillsbury Doughboy, like iconic, you know?
Yep.
So then like 18 months later, it's like, oh, this is my board. Like, I didn't even know it came out, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like, well, they made 500 and then they're going to do a new graphic, which is like, those boards are so amazing, you know? But yeah, something was lost there.
I have a question I always ask everyone before we get out of here. One last question. Have you ever seen your board sales? A printout of your board sales?
Yeah, absolutely. We would,
really?
Yeah, we were paid straight up, dude. You weren't? You weren't, huh?
Fuck! I don't want to talk about it.
So you were on a minimum, right?
I've never, ever seen a board sale. I've never, ever once. No. Not once in the history of me skateboarding. Never seen anything. Nope.
No, we'd get like a check that was like, in fact, like Taylor Dykema boards, which were like the original Hensleys and the king size Hensleys, were made at this place called Taylor Dykema, which is like a furniture factory downtown San Diego. And then Sal's board, like everyone kind of worked on that concave, or it was like a new factory. And Taylor Dykema boards, you get $1.50 a board, but this newer factory had flatter boards, like hell concave. We're like, fuck, that shit's whack. You know what I mean? Like, we're $1.75 a board. So Sal's like, fuck that, dude. I'm fucking doing my board. I was like, well, I'm going to do my board there, too. I used to hang out with fucking Sal a lot in high school and shit. And he's like, dude, it's $1.75 over here. And so you did But when you get your check, yeah, it would totally be there. So
that's dope, yeah. Dude. That's dope. Yeah, I don't know the man business wise. You know, I think he was, you know, it's like, fuck, you can fucking hate Jerry Jones all you want. He's fucking built a fucking dynasty. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has some fucking winning ass teams, and that's how I look at T-Mac. It's like, dude, you can love him or hate him. I don't know the dude, but I think what he's done for skateboarding is fucking great.
Yeah, everyone hates that guy, man. It's wild.
Everyone hates him, and I'm like, I don't know him, so.
Not a lot of people made it out of there, right? Like, Jason Carney, first back lip, like, blew my mind, you know? And then, you know, motherfuckers that know what's up, you know, know.
Yeah,
but in the grand scheme of things.
He would have benefited on being a team manager a lot earlier than continuing being a team writer. Because he's great at what he does with, like, slapping these guys and all. You know what I mean? He's really great at that. But a lot of people, you know, back then is, why give it up? You know, he's a fucking Ollie Impossible lip slide on the rail. Dude, he's a fucking man. Let's see
it. Do you know where Video Days premiered?
Where?
At the Powell Skate Zone. There's a pro contest going on. Everyone is there. And someone's like, dude, there's a blind video playing in one of these rooms, like at the Powell Skate Zone during a pro contest. I go in this room and all these pros are in there. I'm in fucking pads, dude, watching fucking Gon's board slide that double kick. Like, well.